I think he'll be back. And now, winner of the Keep It In Your Pants Award. He won with the highest of all possible rankings. 4 stars.
General David Petraeus reporting for booty. I was the very model of a modern major general, but then I thought I'd be forgot, so let's do something memorable.
I wrote his new biography, and I'm so glad I got the chance.
But pretty soon I let my guard down in addition to my pants. I told her of my general days, but we kept fighting every urge.
Until we got so very hot when he showed how his troops would surge.
I hope to see a book on me like every 4-star general does. The title of the book's all in, and apparently I was. The
title of the book's all in, and apparently I was. Title of the book's all in, and apparently I was. Title of the book's all in.
Hey, wait a minute, who's she? I thought I was your only mistress.
Next thing I knew, well, there were two with emails full of fury. With woman two, my troops withdrew and did so prematurely.
In short, it matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. He is the very model of a modern major genital. So I got mad and things got bad and sent a note to number one.
She said my aim was pretty lame and I don't even own a gun.
He'd say things more bizarre each day, I couldn't understand the gist.
Yes, when in bed he often said, missionary accomplished.
In fact, most people think it's cloak and dagger at the CIA, but I showed that there's also lots of poke and shag her every day.
And fellas, here's the story if you think affairs can be outrun.
I ran the CIA, got caught, and that should prove it can't be done. I
ran the CIA, got caught, and that should prove it can't be done. Ran the CIA, got caught, and that should prove it can't be done. Ran the CIA, got caught.
So you guys here, don't even think about it.
Then I was called to testify, and just like I had done before, they said that it would be in secret and be done behind closed doors. Now my career is winding down, don't know how to revive it, 'cause I'm known as a general who takes orders from my privates.
Yes, this career is winding down, don't know how to revive it, 'cause you can be a general who takes orders from your privates.
And now, an urgent message from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Well, hey there. As you know, New Jerseys have been going through some tough times lately. Things just seem to be getting worse. I'm here tonight to encourage any of you to please give generously to Superstorm Sandy relief efforts. Unfortunately, I've had to take the federal money earmarked for relief efforts in New Jersey and divert it to a much more pressing and important cause. Twinkie, twinkie, luscious snack, how I'd like to have you back. In depression I will plunge if I can't eat cream-filled sponge. Twinkie, Twinkie, it's abrupt. Without you, my soul's bankrupt. Goodbye, ding dong and ho-hos. States that okayed pot laws, no. Hey, now, sure, you can smoke a joint. But without Twinkies, what's the point? Your assets will be for sale, 'cause I'm too big to let you fail.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Barack Obama.
Hello. I'm Barack Obama, and I'm here to talk directly to you, the American people. Now, even though I won re-election, I know there's still work to be done. One of the themes that Governor Romney and I both stressed during the campaign was jabs. And everyone knows best way to create jobs is to start small businesses. Now, you may ask me, Mr. Obama, how do I start a small business in this economy? Well, here's your answer. You start a big business, and then you wait. You're welcome. Now, as you know, the Supreme Court has ruled on the individual mandate in Obamacare. Now, this is good news, but I don't believe that there's been a misconception. A lot of folks were under the impression that mandates lead to gay marriage. Don't be confused. Speaking of gay marriage, I recently announced that my position on the issue has undergone an evolution. This has caused a lot of controversy. Many conservatives are very upset that I believe in evolution. Now, I want to take a moment to talk about the recent turmoil that's been going on over in the Middle East. As you know, many countries there are facing a crisis of leadership. For instance, these are very uncertain times for the people of Syria, because even if the people are able to oust their president, Bashar al-Assad, there is always the danger that he will simply be replaced by his brother, Jeb al-Assad. Now, I've just come through a tight election race, and my opponent was very critical of my Middle East policies. But one thing I think that folks should keep in mind is that just a little over a year ago, I personally captured and killed Osama bin Laden. So if you were pro-Osama bin Laden, you might not have voted for me. And that's okay. But for everyone else, I want to let you know how we got him in a song. Okay. I had some disagreements with things Osama said. He saw himself as living, well, I kinda saw him dead. So I sent some Navy SEALs in to shoot Osama's face. And we had his body reeled in to find a final resting place under the sea. That's where he'll be. We gave him 3 plugs, now he's with sea slugs permanently. Now that he's out there in the dark, a sushi platter for the sharks. Instead of virgins, he'll be with sturgeons. What's my next action? How's this reaction? I won't refuse to send a Fox News crew under the sea. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now present the first tweet from the Pope.
OMG. I completely forgot and am wearing white after Labor Day. And I'm supposed to be infallible. LOL. Hashtag celibate.
To present the Capital Steps Next Award for Funniest Republican of 2012, please welcome former winner, Sarah Palin.
Oh my gosh, hello there. Hello, America. And hello to all of my good friends here in the great state of Washington, D.C. Oh, wow. Hello, I'm Sarah Palin, and I am real excited to be here tonight to present the award for the funniest Republican of 2012. Yeah, Now, this first Republican primary candidate was a strong believer in family bondage, okay? He was the royal darling of the evangelicals.
Brothers and sisters, members of the
is participating in the test of the Illinois Emergency Alert System. This system was developed to provide information to the public during emergencies. This was a test.
Because he often changes his mind. Well, I'm here tonight to tell you that God sent us only one true believer this primary season, and we did not recognize his greatness. We were too blind to see it. So now God has seen fit to take him from us. I gotta sing about it, y'all. Amazing race one man has run. He reached a higher plane. We knew him as God's favored son. Santorum is his name. My righteous faith I have professed. Let two men wed, no way. The irony is that my vest makes me look kind of gay. Like Lazarus, you once rose up, obscurity to fame. Yeah, I have one request, and what? It isn't tough. Please don't Google my last name. And in some states, you did beat Newt. Yeah, but then I had to quit. We won't salute. Instead, we'll T-bow it.
Oh, wow. You betcha. You betcha. Okay, so now in confusion and without fear of refutation, it is time to present the winner for the Funniest Republican of 2012. Now, this person did get the Republican nomination, but he didn't get enough electoral votes to win. But please welcome him anyway, Mitt Romney!
Ladies and gentlemen, now that the election is over, there's been a lot of finger-pointing. Some people are blaming my advisors. After all, it wasn't that long ago I took one look at the situation in the Middle East and made timely and decisive gaffes. So there are some who are saying I should have fired my speechwriter, Mel Gibson. Now, the night before the election, I was very confident and told Anne, this time tomorrow night you will be sleeping with the President of the United States. Well, after I made my concession speech, we headed to bed. Anne was getting undressed when she asked, so how does this work? Is Barack coming over here? Am I supposed to go over there? But I kid. This is all part of my overall strategy to show the American people that I am a hilarious prankster. Which brings me to the reason I am here tonight. Now, throughout the campaign, I was accused of being a little bit stiff. So to prove that that isn't true, now that the campaign is over, I've decided to let my hair down a little and try that thing the kids today call rap. And to help me out, I wanted to bring out one of my top political advisors. He just arrived after a long ride on the hood of my car, Roof Doggy Dog. And as you know, we rappers never apologize for making and spending money. I've got big bucks and I cannot lie, but I'm an average guy. I'm a NASCAR fan. I've got big dreams cause my friends own the teams. I was young in a baby's bib when I bought my first nice crib. I'm like you, no lying, if in a private jet you're flying. Hey voters, I never clipped a coupon. I like Grey Poupon. I'm so rich it makes you spit. My shoes are made from Seabiscuit. Here's the thing, you know you want to touch my bling. Lines forming, crowd swarming to get with this gangster Mormon.
Romney style.
So, voters, yeah. Voters, yeah. I'm the brain from Bane. Look at me and I'll make it rain. I'm MIT, I dress so dapper. Now they're calling me the plain white rapper.
England. And as you know, we have a very, very exciting announcement. No, it's not that anyone in the royal family actually got a job. It's not even about the royal baby. Although, if you want, I do have a hilarious joke about Kate Middleton having an ingrown heir. But enough of this kilfuffery. I am here because we are honoured that England's very own Rolling Stones are on their 50th anniversary tour. Yes, that's right. They started when I was only 63 years old.
Are you too old for today's tuneless music? Well, take out your rocker and get ready to rock and roll with those granddaddies of grand pop. Now on their 50th anniversary tour, it's the Rolling Stones!
A 50 years of rock and roll gave me high cholesterol. And so my doctor says I need Angie, or plasty from my toes up to my ear. Yeah, Angie, or plasty
before my veins all disappear.
That's right, take a walker on the wild side with this gum-gnashing, cane-pounding rock.
I've got a bald spot and I want to paint it black.
Give me some Elmer's glue so I can glue it back.
Yeah, my locks are thinner there with every passing year.
Yeah, now I part my hair an inch above my ear.
That's right, they've really got a poly grip on things, haven't they?
My spine is stuck from too much hip gyration. Ooh. My lips are disconnected from my bowels. Ooh. I can't eat food that's Mexican or Asian. Ooh. I'll get a case of rolling kidney stones. You can't always eat what you want. Everybody! You can't always eat what you want. Especially if it's cheese. You can't always eat what you want. Yeah, but if you're smart instead and bake some bread, you'll eat what you need.
Oh, yes, you'll also get songs like Time Is Not On My Side, Jumpin' Hot Flash, Blood Sugar, and this all-time classic.
Yeah, well, it used to be things we do would make the older generation look askance. But now we're golden oldies, so instead of planting pot, we're potting plants. Yeah, instead of whacking out on weed, we use weed whackers on the patch of grass. And when those kids on mountain bikes tear up our yard, we say, respect the older class. We say, hey,
hey,
you get off of my lawn. Hey,
hey,
you get off of my lawn.
That's right. We accept Visa, MasterCard, and Social Security cards. And if you order now, we'll even throw in a special Beatles retrospective from Rubber Soul to Rubber Pats.
I get by with a little help.
I rely on a little help.
I stay dry with a little help from a deep end.
Hello. I'm Barack Obama, and you may remember me from my television work with Clint Eastwood. I portrayed a chair. Tonight I am here to present the award for Most Moderate Republican. And the nominees are... Just kidding. There's no such thing. This award is for the most controversial topic of 2012. The first nominee went all the way to the Supreme Court.
We waited for the court to rule against Obamacare. To strike it down seemed like such a cinch. A 5-4 decision was announced, we thought we'd won. Who'd have guessed there was a traitor on the bench? And here's to you, Justice Roberts. Oh, Obama loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now Donald Trump says John Roberts was also born in Kenya long ago. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I heard the news that since you ruled against the Commerce Clause, folks are saying you're a clever lad. But conservatives won't stand for universal health. It's the worst idea Mitt Romney ever had. Can we impeach Justice Roberts soon? Judas did the same to you know who. Woo, woo, woo. Where did we get Justice Roberts though? Conservatives and liberals both can claim. Like everything, Bush is to blame.
I was really enjoying that whole blame George W. Bush thing. But I have to admit, I have only myself to blame for the most controversial topic of 2012. Here, let me tell you about it in a song. A fiddler with the truth. Sounds crazy, no? But you could say that in our little city of Washington, D.C., every one of us is a fiddler with the truth. Trying to take a position that makes everyone happy. Now, you may ask, is it possible to answer a question in a way that doesn't offend anyone? Well, yes and no. So, it's time to say a prayer for our country. Oh, dear Lord. Wait, we don't want to offend anyone, so we'll just say... Oh, dear, possibly divine architect of unknown denomination and indeterminate sex. We know there are many, many poor people. Wait, poor sounds disparaging, so we'll call them disenfranchised. We realize it's no shame to be disenfranchised, but it's no great honor either. So what would be so terrible if I just took a little bit more of some people's good fortune, spread it around a little bit? If I tax each rich man, oh, Solyndra, I could lend you all the cash you'd ever want. All day long I'd piddle tidy sums if I tax each wealthy man. Oh, who cares if they work hard? Warren Buffett says to stuff it, they can tough it out. And then I would have so many, many fans if I tax salons where Boehner tans. I'd give free health insurance out by the millions, pay off the houses they foreclosed, electric cars without any tanks to fill. There would be new green fuels with jobs by the thousands. If we paid, no one would be opposed. If we forced Catholics to go on the pill, I'd start new programs where your cat could get food stamps. Class warfare lines would now be drawn. If the rich complain, I'll just raise their tax again. And as our stash goes up, I'd have extra money to pay for gay weddings from now on. But only if they play It's Raining Men. It's such a simple tax plan, 'cause the rate that's great for you and you and you and you and you will be in the budget I submit. And here is the greatest part of it: your tax rate will now apply to Mitt. And I bet you 10,000 middle-class voters that it's because of that promise that I'm a re-elected man. Thank you.
We now pause this Capital Steps radio show so that any stations who are willing to can identify themselves. Capital Steps present the Embattled Hymn of the Republicans.
Our eyes have seen the gory and the bloody White House fight.
And we saw people of color back the left and not the right.
If we can't appeal to voters who aren't elderly and white,
then we could soon be gone. Glory, how they do it. Things are bad, the voters knew it. What's the Spanish word for blue it? Could this be our swan song?
We have long held our convictions. It's our views we must reshape.
Now the Democrats are iPods and we're more like 8-track tape.
Let's agree that men should never, ever share their thoughts on rape.
Just what was Aiken on? We have blocked Barack's agenda. We cannot do that again.
4 more years of gridlock and they'll notify our next of kin.
Let's deny Barack a third term. That is
something we could win.
I'm sure we can't go wrong.
Glory, glory to our nation. We could face obliteration. Let us try cooperation.
Nah.
And that we agree.
Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. Now, I'm here to present the award for Worst Economic Crisis of 2012. Now, our first nominee is the so-called fiscal cliff. This was something that the finest brains in the Congress were dealing with. So please welcome Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. And from the Super Committee, Senator John Kerry.
We have searched for common ground, and each person said as if.
So it looks like we are heading for a looming fiscal cliff.
If we can't get it together on this economic mess,
we just might miss our next recess.
Now we can't reach an agreement on avoiding economic disaster, so what would you do? Since it seems that each and every one of us here has the brains and maturity of Honey Boo Boo.
So we need someone to blame somewhere in the world.
Don't you pin the blame on me. I've done nothing.
Yes, I agree.
So when we passed that legislation, why did we force our own hand?
If we can't reduce the debt, we will see cuts throughout the land.
And the middle class will lose their tax breaks just like we all fear.
Thank goodness we aren't up next year.
I can't see any way around this problem. It's an enormous fiscal hurdle. But it makes sense that things are moving slowly when you take into consideration that Senator Mitch McConnell looks exactly like a turtle.
So we'll pass legislation today to take at least one problem away, to make sure they cannot sequester our pay.
To introduce the winner of Worst Fiscal Crisis, please welcome German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Hello, I am German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and we have a situation in Europe. It seems that the Germans are the only people not spending too much money. While the rest of the countries were out shopping, the Germans were at home practicing their marching. And now they want us to bail out the rest of Europe. Now, this would really annoy us if we didn't have such a good sense of humor. In order to raise some funds, I present to you a new musical, Grease. Get your tickets now, only 12 billion euros. Starring Greek Prime Minister of the Week, Lucas Spanakopita Papadopoulos. French President François Hollande. And me, Angela Merkel. Hit it. We won't tell Greeks how they should run their lives, but you cannot retire when you are 25.
We're all in danger, we must make a deal.
It's quite ironic that Greece is the squeaky wheel.
Greece is the worst.
Greece is the worst. Greece is the worst.
war. Now the euro is in trouble and they like to blame the Greeks.
Keep talking, oh, keep talking.
An economic bubble cause we work 10-hour weeks.
We'll keep the money, oh, you yeah, bet we'll keep the money.
We'll send gifts to show remorse.
Not another Trojan horse.
Here's another way to go.
Charge a grand for each gyro.
Greece is frightening.
Go, 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 go.
Oh, Greece is frightening. You're wondering what the Greeks are doing.
Greece frightening, oh, Greece frightening.
Oh, Greece is frightening. We've always had a thing for ruins.
Greece frightening, oh, Greece frightening.
We are a real Achilles heel. Greece is frightening.
Mein heart is saying, fool, forget them. As head of state, I should let go.
But I'll be rude to them. Yes, that's what I intend to do.
We're hopelessly devalued, it's true.
Summer days are looking so lean.
Spending ways beyond their means.
We just don't know what to do.
I'd surrender if I were you.
There's no doubt we should not bail you out. But maybe China might.
Oh, wella, wella, wella. Tell me more, tell me more.
Here's the best thing to do.
Tell me more, tell me more.
How about talking to who?
Chinese guy.
China could save us for sure.
But in an hour, you'll be hungry for more.
China could give Greece a start. They could build a great Walmart.
Someone sane would not save us again, but... We think China might.
You're not supporting the
impossible. Hi there. Bill Clinton here. I just want to know if any of you guys have seen Mitt Romney around, because, you know, now the election's over. I want to give him back his binder. Yeah, baby.
Good evening. I'm Jim Lehrer. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I was soundly criticized for the way I moderated the first presidential debate. My performance was compared to, and not favorably, to the NFL replacement referees. So now that the election is over, I've asked for a chance to redeem myself and moderate a joke-telling contest between the two former candidates. So let's get right to it. Please welcome President Barack Obama and Governor Mitt Romney. Now, Mr. President, I know you have a lot of campaign debts to pay, and I'm sorry we had to trick you into coming here tonight by telling you this was a Hollywood fundraiser.
Jim, that's okay. I've actually raised a little over $9 million tonight anyway. While I was in the green room, I went through Mitt Romney's pockets.
All right, okay. Now, Mr. Romney, as you may know, some pre-election polls showed both you and Mr. Obama polling behind a third candidate. None of the above. Now, some people said they didn't like your personality.
That's highly insulting. I don't have a personality.
We've allotted each of the candidates 90 seconds for our first joke. Now, to determine the order, we're going to toss a coin. Mr. Romney, heads or tails, sir?
What's a coin?
Okay. Mr. Obama, we'll just start with you.
Wait,
then.
Before you ask me that question, will someone turn on my teleprompter?
President Obama, the first joke is, why did the chicken cross the road?
Well, Jim, first, let me say that this chicken could not have crossed the road on his own. That road was built with stimulus money. And if the chicken laid an egg while crossing that government-funded road, I'd say to that chicken, you didn't build that egg, you had some help. So I appreciate this opportunity to explain my position on this chicken. Now, Mr. Romney's attacks on my chicken statements have made me very angry. Jim, I'm sorry for that outburst. But one more thing. Perhaps the chicken crossed the road because he was afraid to release his tax returns. Perhaps the chicken crossed the road to get to the Cayman Islands.
Are we still talking about a chicken?
All right, Mr. Romney. Mr. Romney, same question. Why did the chicken cross the road?
I've had one position on this chicken all along. Did the chicken cross the road? Yes. Did it get to the other side? No. Do we know why it crossed the road? Yes. Do we know why it never got to the other side? No. So I don't think I can be any clearer than that.
All right, Mr. Obama, you have 30 seconds for your rebuttal.
Well, let me say that if Mr. Romney had his way, this chicken wouldn't be able to cross the road at all. He'd be outsourced to India, and the only reason he'd be crossing the road is to become chicken tandoori.
Now that's unfair because I love chickens. As a matter of fact, I love all birds. I mean, I have friends who own the Baltimore Orioles, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Atlanta Hawks.
All right. Mr. Romney, next joke. How many Democrats do you believe it would take to change a light bulb?
You need three. One to approve a $535 million grant to a startup company to develop a new light bulb. One to flush that $535 million grant down the drain. And Bill Clinton to take an hour to explain that they inherited the previous faulty light bulb and no one could have changed it in the past 4 years. Booyah!
All right. Mr. Obama.
Let me make myself perfectly clear. You would need three Mitt Romneys. One to change the bulb. One to take a poll on the new bulb. And one to change the bulb back based on the poll results. But I don't think Republicans would change the bulb at all. Because it's obvious that they prefer to live in the dark. Oh, snap, Mitt.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Lehrer, and the winner of tonight's contest, anyone with a remote control. Good night!
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Vice President Joe Biden. Aren't you glad you get to look at this mug for another 4 years? Whoa! Now, I just want to tell you, I prepared for the vice presidential debate by drinking a lot of Red Bull, Mountain Dew, and 5-Hour Energy Drink. Did you know you're not supposed to mix those? Me neither! Woo! Well, I think I did okay. I know that Paul Ryan, he's a smart guy, but, in the lingo of some of you youngsters out there, he's full of malarkey. And I think I did all right because, anyway, for the past 4 years, I've just been lowering everybody's expectations. Now, back when Barack and I were first elected, he turned to me and he said, Joe, try not to speak in public. So here I am. But you know what he didn't say? He didn't say that I couldn't sing in public. And on that note, I'm going to bring some friends out here. We're going to have a good time. Please welcome House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Ooh, Nancy's been smoking the Botox again. Okay. Also, a guy who oozes animal magnetism mostly all over the stage, please welcome Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Oh, we are up the river with these two paddles. You know what I'm saying? Okay, here we go. Each Democrat has his place in the party.
I've got charisma.
I know how to blink.
No one likes a guy who's just a smarty. That's why I try hard not to overthink.
Because Joe could say something way off kilter.
His invitations might get lost some days.
I guess they all get caught in my spam filter. But luckily, I show up anyway.
You can't hide this fighting guy. Though God knows some people try. You think by now we'd realize
there ain't no way to hide this fighting guy.
Barack Obama knew he liked gay marriage.
For many years that was a fact.
So I put that old horse before the carriage and told folks that I knew before he did.
You can't hide what people see. Joe will out you on TV. Now Obama won 'cause he
got all the votes from the people who watch Glee.
Ladies and gentlemen, for a whole bunch of years, the Capitol steps have mocked politics. We've poked fun at stupid politicians. We've seen the highs. We have definitely seen the lows. All right, let me try that again. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, for a whole yunch of beers, the Capitol caps have pocked politics. We have folked pun at pooped stolitians. We have seen the lies, and we have definitely seen the hose. There you go. Just whip your flirts. It all makes sense now. So here we are. Light after the erection. And fun would wink that some of these wig bigs would keep their shawls mutt and their bowsers truckled. But Nell ho, there's always some pansy fans trying to get a hole in the ray. And this time it's Peneril Jetraeus. Now, Peneril Jetraeus, he's a state greatsman, he's a whore weirdo. And he is one gorny high. Peneril Jetraeus, the whole thing is like a teak tragedy. Here we have a powerful man brought down by the power of pubris. His own pubris in this case. As women know, every whale has his meekness. Crooperman had his Siptonite. Achilles had his eel. And Peneril Jetraeus, well, he likes a little tail on the side. So, it all started because someone wanted to bite a rook. They thought that rook would make them bitch. That was Brawla Podwell, which he ended up being. Brawla Podwell had never bitten a rook before. She didn't know. She didn't know that she wasn't supposed to bop into head with Peneril Jetraeus. And Peneril Jetraeus had never had a rook bitten about him. He didn't know. He didn't know he wasn't supposed to be wringing the hell out of the biter. I mean, they were noth boobies. So, of course, one ning led to a thother, and pretty soon, well, the nook led to a lot of bookie, and there were some Nate-like cootie balls, and that's when wings started to get a little bit feared. Because Brawla Podwell, she sent some females to another email. Her name was Kill Jelly.
Can't trust a woman that sounds like a spermicide. Kiljelly talked to the IBF. The IBF found out that Kiljelly was an email sending females to yet another store far general, and what the well is going on here? Is she just a gonely little girl? Or is she a roam-hecking sow without a hole? Well, it is tarred to hell. You know, it almost makes one dong for the good old lays. All we had to worry was what was cooing in the dongress. For instance, in this Yastelier, in the dongress, we had the case in the mate of Stazuri of Odd Taken. Now, Odd Taken, here's a fellow who seems to think that female farts have pooper sours. We also had the case up in New York of ex-Congressman Anthony Weiner. I'm not flipping his name. It's perfect the way it is. Now, Anthony Weiner got into Trig Bubble. Why? He fuck a toto. Then he pittered his tweenus. Oh, he claimed his hitter had been twacked. But City Prune, he had to lay all his tards on the cable and fess up and say, yes, I cannot lell a tie who peated their tweeter. It was I. I guess Jade is a little bit in the wrong one. It really doesn't matter which of the candidates you kicked. Heck, I'd like to kick them all. But the thing is, even here in the good old AS of you, if you're just figuring this out, I have made a big old AS of you. What can I say? But see, when you get to the end of the gay, when all is dead and sun, when the ruzzards have come home to boost, it'll end up being you. The American screeple that get pooed. Yankthu!
The Capitol Steps radio show was taped in front of a live and very pleasant-smelling audience at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton and Elena Newport, with thanks to the Capitol Steps cast. Tonight's performers who prefer to remain anonymous were Evan Casey, Jenny Corbett, Matt Pearson, Mike Tilford, Jamie Zemirel, and me, Dolores Williams, all accompanied by the fabulous Lenny Williams. We'd like to thank our technical crew, Paul Tompkins and John Simler, Mixmasters Andy Foss and Chris Biondo, and Press Secretary General Bill Hurd. The Capitol Steps' latest CD is called Take the Money and Run for President. Check our website for information on this and all the Capitol Steps CDs. Just go to CapitolSteps.com for all the details. We're looking for friends on Facebook. And if you're ever in the Washington, D.C. area, come see us here at the Reagan Building. Thanks for listening.
On Talk of the Nation, we'd like to be clear about what we're talking about, whether it's movies.
A B-movie was a movie that was made specifically to be on the bottom half of a double feature.
Or the auto industry.
One mid-level executive at a top automaker told me, well, 30 years ago, we were a car company that would occasionally lend money to our customers, and now we're a bank that makes cars.
Talk of the Nation, clear, straight, open, from NPR News.
Weekday afternoons at 1 on AM 580.
On Fresh Air's New Year's Day edition, we conclude our series featuring some of our favorite interviews from 2012. We'll hear from actor and musician Jack Black and comic W. Kamau Bell, host of the FX political comedy series Totally Biased, which begins its second season January 17th. Join us.
Weekdays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. on AM 580.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3, Urbana.